A race against death in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. An international effort continues to rescue more civilians from the besieged city of Mariupol and a steel plant where Ukrainian fighters continue to fend off Russian attacks. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Mariupol will never fall to Russia, adding there's nothing left to fall in the devastated city as Russia keeps bombing other parts of the country as well.
We can see no end of it yet. And we cannot feel any willingness of the Russian side to end it.
In a remote speech to a British group today, Zelensky also says he's certain Ukraine will defend its independence and is already working on a reconstruction plan. First Lady Jill Biden just arriving in Romania, planning to visit U.S. troops in the region and to spend Mother's Day with Ukrainian refugees. President Biden claiming credit for record-setting job growth in his first 15 months in office, with more added in April.
428,000 jobs were created in the month of April. This is the 12th consecutive month above 400,000.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence, though the president also says he knows inflation is a challenge for families across the country. Republicans say his policies are fueling that. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making his own move to address inflation.
I'm going to sign into law HB 7071. This is actually the largest tax relief in the history of the state of Florida, $1.2 billion tax relief package.
It creates tax holidays for critical needs, including gas, diapers, and disaster supplies. Several residents are suing the governor over concerns that a feud with Disney will leave taxpayers on the hook for local costs the company has been covering for decades. DeSantis has pledged to prevent that. On Wall Street, an extended sell-off. Right now, the Dow's down 280 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New steps on Capitol Hill to help retain congressional staffers.
The House will vote next week on a resolution recognizing congressional workers' right to unionize. It would pave the way for new collective bargaining rights for the employees staffing House offices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is also setting a minimum salary for staff members of $45,000. That will take effect in September. In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi says a competitive minimum salary will help lawmakers recruit and retain diverse talent and open a door to public service for many who may not have been able to afford it. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A manhunt continues in Israel for two Palestinian suspects after a mass stabbing near Tel Aviv yesterday that left three Israelis dead on Israel's Independence Day, the latest in a series of deadly assaults in recent weeks. An ancient Roman bust looted in World War II turns up in Texas as a bargain.
A woman in Austin reportedly purchased a 2,000-year-old Roman bust at a Goodwill store for just $35 in 2018. So how did it get there? Well, the woman who bought it did some research and found the depiction of Roman commander Drusus the Elder once stood at a museum in Aschaffenburg, Germany. During World War II, Allied bombers targeted the city, damaged the museum, and the 19-inch bust disappeared. It's theorized that the soldier returning from war took the sculpture to Texas, where it eventually landed at the Goodwill store. Now, Drusus will return to his historical podium and will be on display at the San Antonio Museum of Art until it returns to Germany in 2023. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street after this week's wild ride the past couple of days, the Dow's down about 200 points. It had turned higher earlier. The Nasdaq also lower. Oil prices topping $111 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.